point of information, so you're agreeing basically with Summer, though, that it's a, that it was a continuation meeting and not required?
Yeah, because that's what the motion said. I mean, the motion says that the PMB reserve the second Thursday of each month as a second meeting date or for a continuation meetings to be used if needed. So that really should be amended regardless, because I would only support it as a continuation meeting, and that has a different criteria. It means you don't start with
saying that the
agenda. So I would agree to amend that motion so it doesn't say as a second meeting date, but only to be used as a continuation meeting. But, you know, I agree with all of with a lot of Summer's concerns, but what I don't agree with is the way that it was handled. This motion was made at the PMB. It was passed in its entirety by the PMB. We're bound by that by the bylaws. Let's just take it to the PMB, make your compelling motions. I now, rereading it, think I might amend it a tad.
Point of information.
Okay, well, Summer's next.
Yeah.
Who else?
Political point of information. Okay, thank you. Well, I take all of what everyone has said into consideration. I was not trying to unilaterally overrule what had happened at the PNB, but these meetings were not put on the calendar by me. I could not actually change the calendar without getting hold of Don. He's changed my settings, so I actually can change something that someone else has posted.
Can't hear you.
Summer, we can't hear you.
Sorry, I've got one bar. I'll try moving around. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes,
now we'll just have the wind as an issue. Okay, what I was saying is I was not trying to, like, do away with what we had passed with the whole PNB, but we haven't been using these as continuation meetings. And the agenda has been attacked at virtually every meeting, taking up all the time with which we might actually, you know, review committee reports or get something done. And what I see, you know, I felt it was perfectly permissible to cancel that meeting. It did not have the proper notice. I've gone to the trouble of recording the proper notice for the next 2 months' meetings. I have no problem with putting a placeholder type of thing there. I understand what Teresa's issue is. If we were to have a pressing issue and we need to come back in 2 weeks, I have no objection to doing that. I mean, I really, you know what I mean? I obviously don't mind meeting more frequently. I mind meeting more frequently and getting nothing done. And part of that, you know, making people adhere to the strict interpretation of the bylaws, and one of those strict interpretations is you can't mess around with the agenda once it's set. But to have it all in place, you have to do the proper notification. So I don't want the secondary meetings just up on the calendar so the public looks at it and says, okay, there are two PNB meetings every month. I don't mind putting it there as a possible continuation date so that those days are blocked out so that at each meeting we can say, do we need to have a continuation meeting? Do we need to meet in 2 weeks? And that's fine with me, okay? But then I want to properly notice them and go to the extra trouble and make a cart and record it and put it up on the air and kind of get everybody used to this is just how it's done. This is what we do. You know, we have radio stations. We announce these meetings on them because it's part of the open meeting laws. And I just, for what's left of my term this year, I want to see that we get something done at these meetings and that we adhere to the law and that we notify the public that these are open meetings and that we do absolutely everything we're supposed to do to the very best of our ability. And that's all I intended by canceling last week's meeting. I apologize for running over people's, you know, I was not attempting to usurp other people's authority on the board. I was just really trying to do my role as chair, which was not have yet another meeting happen that didn't have proper notification. So I wanted to make sure that this was done properly. And I figured since it was a continuation date, it was not a required date. We had not moved to have a continuation meeting. So I'm fine with putting them up as placeholder meetings. I think clarifying the board at our next week that these are continuation meetings if you choose to have one. And there should be a good reason to do it. If it's just as got nothing done again and we're going to come back and do nothing in 2 weeks, that's not a good reason. If we're in the middle of something and have to make a legal decision by deadline, that's a good reason to come back in 2 weeks rather than a month. So that's where I'm at on it.
You're getting kind of noisy, Summer, with the wind, the summer wind,
desert wind,
I guess.
I hope you heard some of it. And
yeah.
Mia, Bill is the one who sent the CPB regulations. So, Bill, if I may prevail on you to send those out to the rest of the members.
I'll send it again. Okay. Well, I think we're getting ourselves. But is there anybody else that has anything different they want to say on this, or can we move
on? I have point of information. I have a question, too.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, are you telling me, Bill, that every radio nonprofit FM radio station in the United States that has boards literally has to not only post their meetings on their website, but have to physically announce them a certain number of times?
The CPB has regulations for stations to get CPB funding.
Yes.
I'm going to send
yes.
the link to the requirements that's on the CPB website so everybody can read them.
But can you just say yes or no? I mean, how?
Yes, it says, I believe, that each station is supposed to have broadcast announcements 3 consecutive days every calendar quarter or something like that, which I assume
that's
could just tell people how to find the meetings listed online, I think. But I'd have to read the details again.
Yeah,
is that
summer? Because they're not anticipating that a radio station is having meetings that you're online. Sometimes they're having.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Well, I'll send the link, and then I think that'll answer your questions. If not, you can email us.
Well, I would like to finish my thought. I would like to say, let's not make it so dang hard on ourselves. If we can have a routine announcement that goes out, if it's 3 days in a row, if we can do it every month 3 days in a row, and it says, the Pacifica National Board meets once a month, and you can find the dates of the meetings at www.kpftx.org. Let's do that, because we're beating ourselves up and making ourselves stand on our heads to meet these requirements, I think. And the second thing is, I am not opposed to carryover meetings, and because I'll tell you why. KPFT is having a carryover meeting this month. We spent a lot of time lining up some really important things on the agenda, and they were things that would take a lot of time. And one of them was approving our budget, and we got that done. We have two other very important things on the agenda. This week we have a carryover meeting, and we're not going to be arguing about the agenda during the first hour. So the blessed thing about a carryover meeting is you don't argue about the agenda in the first hour. If you feel that people are being obstructive, Summer, I hope that you either tell them face-to-face as chair, say, I think you're being obstructive, or, either do that in the national board meeting, or, maybe first give them a call and say, I find that you're being obstructive, and I'll be happy to, and maybe we need to, call those people out. But I'm not opposed to carryover meetings. It's very frustrating to me that the people on the West Coast don't want to have the meetings or can't have the meetings until 5:30, and the people on the East Coast start complaining, at 9. And so we're putting a lot of stress on ourselves. If we need to somehow do a carryover meeting to get our business done and to have a sense of satisfaction that, hey, we have the information we need to make decisions, then let's do it. And not say we're bad for having a carryover meeting. Thank you for letting me vent.
I'd like to just say a final word. I won't talk too long.
Okay, let's try to be brief because we need to talk about the in-person meeting coming up.
Okay, to me they're two separate issues. We clearly, if anyone's been listening to these meetings the last 6 months, it's virtually impossible to get any actual business accomplished. But that's a separate issue. The other one is We've had the board repeatedly vote to violate the bylaws by having fewer in-person meetings. I, as chair, don't want to be in charge of violating the bylaws by not noticing the telephone meetings properly. It's not being hard on ourselves. It's just doing what's required. And I personally am going to do everything that I'm able to do to see to it that we do what's required. And the notifications required in the bylaws are more stringent than those required in the CPP. But they both require notification. And, you know, they're slightly separate issues. But it's just, that's what's going to happen for the regular meetings. And if we decide to have a carryover meeting, that's what's going to happen for those meetings. So that's just where I'm at on that. I'm done.
Okay. All right, can we move on then? Okay, next item on the agenda is number 8, preparations for the September 23rd through 26th in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. And I believe, Arlene, did you say you had an update from Marcel or other people from Washington?
What I had was that Marcel communicated to me that they expected to have some confirmed offers this week, and that they have two places in the works, and that there's not a problem, as they had originally thought, with finding a place based on what's happening in D.C. It's just kind of D.C. as usual. Summer said that she actually talked to Marcel, so she may have more to add.
Okay. Summer?
Yep. Sure. Thanks. Great. Dr. King, sure. And she did say that the person with them in D.C. that they would have follow-up on Thursday, but they had a very nice
conference. I cannot hear
out.
Her. I cannot hear her.
I think she dropped.
Can you repeat what she said?
Anybody have any questions for Arlene about it, or anybody else heard from... Kimberly's still out on the call, right? He's the representative from WBFW for this committee. Oh, you are. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi. Can you update us any on the preparations for the in-person meeting in September?
Well, I do have an email. I'm going to be real with you. I've been out of town, and I'm just getting back from celebrating my birthday. And
happy birthday.
Happy
and
birthday.
So there's been some thank you, folks. 48 years on the planet. Thank you, God. I know Marcel had called me, but we were trying to get together to talk about who was going to be on the PNB. So I saw something that Campbell had sent in. I don't know if you guys seen that email or not.
No.
I can give you. Okay, I have it in front of me. Can I give you a brief synopsis of this email that just got from Campbell?
Yes, please. Unless there's anything proprietary about,
Yeah, it was. Hold on, give me one second. Okay, Campbell.
Anyway, sorry, I keep cutting out on you guys. I'm back. I think you heard what I had to say.
Okay, Kimberly's giving us a little update too.
Okay, give me one second. Yeah, okay. Let me get back to my inbox. All right, okay. Let me get out of KFP or whoever these folks that keep sending me these 5,000 pages of mail. Okay, here we go. Campbell, and he just sent this today. Hold on one second. Okay, there it is. Okay. So did anybody get this notice from Campbell? It was an update on, it said PNB meeting logistics and calls for September.
Yes, I did.
When did?
Okay. It looks like he sent it, what's today, Tuesday? He sent it today, so it you know how these emails are. Well, anyway, the email states that they contacted Trinity University and Catholic University regarding the meeting, and since the students would be back, that they would not be able to accommodate overnight lodging. They're still looking at some other places. The following information is regarding Trinity. For lodging, there's 18 rooms available, 6 triplets, 100 nightly, and 12 doubles, 75 nightly. And I expect these facilities can accommodate all of our people. And this is for the closed meeting. The Rose Parlor can accommodate 30 people with a horseshoe set up we prefer. Okay, and the cost is $750 a day. For a 12-hour period from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Food service can be set into the room, and of course they got screens and stuff like that. But I guess I don't think we need screens and all that stuff. But and pretty much the sound stuff is covered by our people when they come out. Let me go back, and then they have a place in the facility called the O'Connell the O'Connor Auditorium. It has a stage, and that can be used for the open meetings. And then he had an issue with the problem with D.C. hotels, but I don't think there's going to be an issue with the D.C. hotels because there are plenty of hotels. We just have to find one that's suitable and going to be close to where the meeting is going to be held at. So pretty much Campbell has been doing something on his end because I think he set up the Trinity venue when we had the meeting in January of last year. For those who was
okay.
on the board last year. I think, did folks stay, anybody on the board from last year? Well, of course.
Yeah.
Did you guys stay at Trinity? No, y'all stayed across the street from the venue. Right. Y'all were at the hotel across from the library. So I think everybody is trying to do different things to try to get things together. I'm going to call Marcel later on tonight. I hadn't jumped into it just yet because it seemed like a lot of folks that had helped out on the meeting in 2010, you know, had went on and started doing their connects.
Okay.
Okay. And it also it did not say that the Trinity College was out of the question. From what I see in this email, it does not say that the Trinity College is out of the question. It sounds like something about the overnight accommodations. They would not be able to accommodate overnight lodging. So we might can use the facility, might have to stay somewhere else. I'm not really sure how that's going to work out. I don't know if that's
going to work at all.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't 750 point of information, Teresa?
Oh, Teresa, okay.
Isn't $750 a night kind of expensive? If we don't have accommodations with that, I mean, the whole point of having paying extra money for meeting rooms is the proximity to where you're sleeping, right?
Right. So I'm just saying now this was an email he sent today. I don't know if there's going to be an update from this because he said that the Washington Historical Society doesn't have any events scheduled during the time period. So we might want to look at the same place that we were at last year at the Washington Historical Society. I don't know how much that cost because I didn't deal with the finances on booking that facility. But, you know, there's plenty of hotels downtown. It's just downtown. You know, you go downtown, there's plenty of hotels. Mm-hmm.
Another possibility is All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church. We did have a meeting there one year, but on Sunday we met in the basement, and the other days we met in one of the sanctuaries or fellowship halls.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes. What Marcel wrote to me this morning, she says Gloria Turner and I are hopefully finalizing arrangements on a hotel this Thursday, obviously with Arlene because she knew about this email.
Okay. Yeah, because I know Marcel has been doing some because I told her I was out of town, so she's been doing some legwork for W side on this side. So she has some free time to take care of some things.
Okay, I just want to make sure that somebody there has looked at the list from the National Office of the Meeting Room Requirements.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lydia.
Lydia? Kimberly, do you know?
Sent that, yeah. Arlene asked Christine to send that to the folks. And I threw in a hotel that we had stayed in that was really reasonable back in the day when I was on the board. And Christine looked that up and sent the whole list to the D.C. directors, as I understand it, including the criteria and so forth.
This is Summer.
Yeah, Summer?
I specifically asked Marcel about the meeting room. She seemed to have it well in hand with everyone that's working together in D.C., so I think they're pretty on top of, you know, getting all the requirements together, and then they're going to present on that next week. Obviously, interface with Arlene, but it sounds like it's going well.
Okay.
This is Nia,
and
Bill.
Just another suggestion is for Marcel or Kimberly, whoever, make sure they coordinate with John and Otis about technological requirements. We almost got in a problem in the Houston hotel because they didn't have an internet connection where we in the meeting room. They had to run a connection, the cable there. But okay, is there anything else we can talk?
Yeah.
Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah. Actually, this is directed at Summer. When this motion was first passed, I asked Becky to book my train ticket, my round trip ticket. I think it was on the Acela, which could cost hundreds of dollars, and it was $98. And that reservation was not booked because supposedly she was told not to do it. Now, I don't know what the price is now. I haven't gone back and checked. So I'd just like to know, why did that happen? And did the board pass a motion that I missed or something, saying that we should not make our reservations? I thought the whole idea was that we would book early so that the fares would be cheaper. So I'd just like to ask Summer why that was done.
Of course. There's a rescission motion pending, and, you know, as much as I would like us to just get on with booking everything, quite frankly, I think we need to get through next week's meeting, and I'm hoping that's only the language that's going to be rescinded, since the motion that was up next after that had the exact same meeting weekend. But as of next week, it'll still be 2 months in advance of the meeting date, so hopefully there should still be good travel deals available, you know, 2 months in advance of the meeting. I wish the rescission motion were not on the agenda, but it's there, and I can't make it go away, so...
Bill, could I take a follow-up?
Yeah, go ahead, Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
go ahead, Neil.
I mean, Summer, you talked earlier, which, you know, I agree with you about doing things correctly according to the bylaws. They're just guidelines, and we should try our best to always follow them. However, if there are extenuating circumstances or exigent circumstances, no judge is going to say, well, you know, you should still follow the bylaws, the letter of the law. If the Robert's rules are referred to in the bylaws, so because there is a motion to rescind, things don't come to a halt just waiting and hoping and praying that the motion to rescind passes. That's not the way it works. So if you want to follow the bylaws, you know, I think we need to be mindful of that also.
Thank you, Dee. I'm not hoping and praying that the motion passes or doesn't pass. I'm hoping and praying we're going to actually get to having an in-person board meeting. And I was a little concerned about booking travel just in case it gets again, because we've had dates come and go several times over the last, like, month and a half, 2 months without actually being able to nail down a date and stuff. So I wasn't trying to interfere with your ability to book travel. I'm hoping that 2 months advance notice will still be sufficient to get decent rates on travel. And if I've made a mistake there, obviously the foundation has my apologies. So
point
I'm
of
not...
information, Teresa.
Okay, Teresa, go ahead.
Is Summer finished?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa. I mean, unless, okay, directed at you, which
point, I have two bits of information I want. Who moved to rescind?
Alex Steinberg.
Okay, and the other one is, there's an, are you saying that, are you saying, Nia, that I should make my plane reservation? Because I don't go through Becky Leon. So.
This is Tracy for the stack.
Sorry.
Okay, I got you, Tracy.
Let me finish the second half of my question. If I can make my plane reservation, great. And are we saying that this meeting will start on Friday morning, so I need to make my reservation for Thursday evening, correct? Just wanted to clarify that.
Sorry?
The motion says.
Yeah, presuming that it's 6 and we don't end up having it rescinded, then, yeah, the meeting would start Friday morning, so definitely one should hopefully arrive Thursday evening to get rest and et cetera, you know. So.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm not trying to hold anyone up on booking travel. I've just seen several meeting dates fall apart in recent months. That's my only concern.
Okay, Tracy?
Yeah, hi, sorry, I had to get off of mute. I'm not Alex, and I'm not speaking for Alex, but my understanding of the, however, whatever he's doing procedurally, my understanding of his intention around the motion to rescind, and I'm not trying to bring up old baggage or get into this right now, was that it had to do with some of the language in the original motion that he was not pleased with. And that the intent of what he's trying to do is to address the language, but not actually the date of the meeting. So what I'm saying is I think that's holding up travel as a result of the rescission or the attempt to rescind or the motion to rescind or whatever is probably not necessary. And, you know, you could certainly talk to him, but that's my understanding, for what it's worth. That's all.
Yeah, and this is Bill. You know, it's some of us had wanted to move the date up, but it's kind of moot now because there won't be time to make preparations if the date was moved up, you know, now or at least next week whenever we meet again. So, but I agree, and Tracy's right. The Alex was interested more in just changing some of the language. Okay, any other comments about this?
Can you hear me at all?
I have a point of information.
Okay, yeah, Nia?
Okay, so are we saying now that I can tell Becky to go ahead and book my reservation and this will not be halted, or anybody, like Teresa said, that we could go ahead and do this, that we can book for September 23rd through, what is it, 26th?
Summer?
Can you hear that, Summer?
Yeah, I think that's probably fine. Let Arlene address this, but just to pick up where Tracy was, I believe it is also the language that Alex is attempting or wishes to rescind, and I intimated as much to Marcel, but I would like to, I want to see to it that we've got a meeting date we're going to stick to, that's all.
Arlene?
Yeah, we should still get really good prices or as good a prices as we can on everything if we start booking right after the PNB meeting on the 27th. That should... You know, that's still close to 2 months ahead, so I don't see that as being a problem. You know, we're talking like 7 weeks ahead.
Okay.
Thank
so
you,
you're suggesting wait till after the meeting next week?
That's what I would prefer to do, to just make sure that we've got those dates locked down so that we don't have to get involved with changes and people having credits and, of course, with airfare. The credit is only good for the person that booked it, and so if that person isn't still on the PNB the next time around, we lose that money. It just seems to make sense to me to wait to book reservations until after the meeting next Wednesday.
And this
okay.
is Summer. That was my feeling as well. So that's what I was trying to communicate to people. Yes, that I would like us to get through the meeting, and we know that we've got a date that isn't going to change.
Okay, did you get your question answered, Nia?
Yes, in a very direct way by Arlene. Thank you, Arlene. But I guess when somebody makes a motion to rescind that, if that one doesn't, I guess we'll do this dance right through January of 2012.
Okay. All right. Are we through talking about the September 23rd through 26th meeting, or do we need to do anything else for now? I guess we'll need to announce next week for everybody to make their reservations. And we need to remind everybody we're going to be an extra day. We're meeting through Monday, correct?
Right. But Arlene, back.
Yeah, go ahead, Arlene.
I'd also like to see us pass the same kind of requirements, or maybe those were passed for meetings going forward, but that we won't take reservations once we reach the 2 week ahead of the date of travel. That really makes a difference if we book those reservations at least 2 weeks ahead. I don't think that's unreasonable. The other thing we should look at is what the situation is in terms of room sharing, etc.
This is Nia.
I offer to share a room. This is Teresa.
Okay,
this
that's
Nia.
Right. We probably
and actually
need to
the third thing is any kind of per diem or meal allowance. We should look at all three of those factors so that we have established policies that we can deal with, at least for this meeting.
Okay. Is it Teresa?
Nia?
Or Nia?
Nia?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm glad that Kimmery is on the call. I hope he's still here. But didn't we in Houston... We talked about room sharing, and I think the motion was passed that if people didn't want to share, that they would not share. I mean, and if people want to pay the cost, the other half or whatever it is for the room, they should have that right to do that. I think I specifically said that in this day and age of sexual harassment and people saying this, that, and the other. I don't think anybody should be forced to share a room. So if somebody wants to pay the additional cost, or if the person can't, I don't think we should really, I would say, mandate that they do that. I think we need to be careful about that. Is Kimberly still on the call? Kimberly was the one who was adamant about that.
This is Lydia.
Okay, well, Kimberly, did you want to say something? Are you there, Kimberly? Okay, maybe not. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I think that we should revisit the executive session minutes because I believe that's when the motion was made by Kimberly, I thought. But anyway, and see if there is such a motion. Otherwise, I recommend we table this conversation.
Can you all hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Afia?
Yes. I had to change phones because the batteries died in my other phone. My comment is not on this specific point. It's on the prior point regarding notice. If I should make it now or after you all have completed the discussion on the point that Nia just raised.
Well, regarding what, Afia? The point regarding what? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Notice.
You raised, I wanted to make a comment about notice. You were talking about room assignment. I didn't want to change the subject.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, can you remind us when we get through talking about this item? Because this is about the last item, I think.
Yes, I can do that now that I know that you hear me.
Okay.
Sorry, mine was a motion to table.
Can you hear me?
Okay, to table what?
This is Summer.
Discussion pending are looking into whether there's already a motion developed on the issue.
We don't have a motion on the floor now anyway, so we don't need to table it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Summer, but I'm just answering Lydia.
Okay, I have
you. I can just barely hear you. There's a lot of noise.
Yeah, that one's not coming from my phone. It was voted on in Houston. The vote was that people did not have to share rooms, and they did not have to pay the share costs unless they chose to. That was what it came down to. If you felt like paying the half, you did. We voted on this. It's kind of a done deal. I really don't want to keep revisiting everything. It was like, if you are uncomfortable sharing a room, you get your own room, and if you want to pay the half, you can pay it. If you don't, you don't have to, and that's how that vote went down.
Which is what I said earlier. Thank you, Summer. That was exactly what I said earlier. Thank you.
Nia, you were completely correct.
So we'll strongly recommend sharing rooms, but we're not requiring it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we agreed to in Houston. So,
can we do
the
stack? Can we do the stack? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Kimberly?
Yeah, I really do believe that the preference of the room should have a precedent. I'm just speaking of the bad experiences with a couple of roommates, actually three, and that's from a couple of trips. Very bad situation. I don't even want to bring them up. I've talked to, several people about it, but it's just, I think when after a long day of meetings, we all, if you want to share a room with somebody, it's cool, but if you need your peace of mind for whatever it might be, I think you should be able to have your peace of mind because, and I'm just going to bring up a couple of incidents. The first meeting, my very first meeting on the board in January, one of the roommates came back in. They were a little drunk. I didn't say anything, but it disturbed me, so I had to leave out of the room. Even though I didn't have a room, I was just happened to be staying there just for the overnight thing. But, everybody does what they want to do after the meeting. And I just think, peace of mind and your space should be something that you should be able to get after a meeting because you really don't know what your roommate is going to do until you get in there with your roommate. If they're going to snore all night. I mean, I had a pillow over my head when we was up in the California trip, and it just was one of those things that I can't stop my roommate from snoring, but I got to deal with it because even if with the TV already turned up, that was something that I had to deal with. So that's just my thing about the getting a room by myself that I can be at peace and ready for the next session. So
okay,
that's it with
you.
Me about the rooms thing.
Thank you. And I had a question, too. I guess we need to pass this along to Marcel, or maybe Kimberly, about food.
I guess when you're looking at the overall cost, you're considering food too, or are we going to recommend that people just buy their own food, or I don't know what the plans are.
Well, quick question, is there, and I know this is a crazy question because it hasn't popped up in a while, is there per diem this go around, or has that been eliminated? Because it never came back up again after last year. This year, just when we did Houston, it didn't surface again.
Yeah, Tracy, I know you were, since you were chair last year, you want to give us more history about this issue?
Yeah, sure. Well, we kind of were working from the premise that if there was no food provided for people in intervals when they would have to eat, that it was really only fair to provide a per diem, certainly on the level of breakfast and lunch, because it's not like you can go get something. You're sort of trapped in the meeting. And if we were able to provide food at an economical cost, that we would then reduce or eliminate the per diem accordingly. And it kind of was sort of situational, depending where we were. As people will remember, in Berkeley, we were able to feed most of the people most of the time.
Right.
And at some other meetings, there was almost no food, like Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so we had a per diem. I mean, my sense of it is it sort of depends on the facility and what the facility can provide.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we can ask people to starve to death. On the other hand, if there's something more economical than giving everybody $100-$150, I think we should do it. So I think it's kind of facility sensitive. So I guess the question is, the facilities that you guys are looking at, do you know what the food options are? At the hotels, they can be expensive. If it's, you know, I don't know. You have
right.
to kind
hotels,
of price it out and...
Yeah, hotels are very expensive. Almost you want to go out and get the most reasonable food as possible because hotels will kill you.
Right. And it partially depends where you are, too. If you're in a downtown urban area, it's easier. If you're way out somewhere, God knows where, it can be harder to get food.
Right.
And this is Bill. I know if you do meet someplace other than a hotel, it might be cheaper to actually have it catered, you know, bring food in from somewhere. And that way you don't have to spend an hour extra just allowing people to have time to go to and from a restaurant and order and all that.
Hotels don't allow that.
We never seem to have enough meeting time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the downside. What I would say is you take sort of 25 people by sort of the maximum per diem, which is if Pacifica is not providing crap, which is like 150. So if you go 25, and we've got an extra day here to take into account too, so maybe you'd go like 175 or something like that. But multiply that number by 25 and then see if you can do something that's more economical than that amount of money for some or most or all of the meals, or at least a chunk of them.
Okay, thank you. But Kimberly, I guess you'll be talking to Marcel
Teresa.
And whoever else is looking at all this.
You put me on the stack.
Yes, I'll be talking to Marcel before the week is out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
I can appreciate people not wanting to share rooms, but I would like to go on record that I do like to share rooms, and I would like people to notify the people planning this, because if we have 30 people there. That includes, you know, the 22 people plus, I guess, I don't know whether the local people will be staying at the hotel, but there's a big difference between 20 hotel rooms and 30 hotel rooms for three nights. So I would like to have people at least tell somebody if you want to share a room so we can buddy up. I personally, after a long day, have enjoyed some conversations with roommates where we've, you know, said, hey, did you understand what was happening there? Let's, you know, and have enjoyed it. And I haven't gotten drunk, and I might snore, but it keeps me awake. So I would like to share a room. Can you tell me who I notify that I want to share a room? So I think everybody should notify, you know, somebody so we can figure out how many rooms to reserve, which will save us some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Tracy for the stack.
Yeah, and also everybody, you know, if they want to share rooms, you can give your preference of who you want to share with, if you have a preference. Tracy?
Yeah. Not that things have to be done the way that they were done before. They don't. But from my previous experience, Kimmery, you're the point person. You're the person that Teresa is looking for. She will tell you. My sense of it is that, if at all possible, people should share rooms. And I've made my speech about this, and I understand where Kimmery is coming from. I really do, and maybe in some cases there's just no way to avoid it. But, you know, I travel a fair bit for business, and I almost always get stuffed with a roommate for board meetings and conferences and things like that. And I don't think it's unusual for a not-for-profit organization. And I think to the extent possible, we should certainly try to make it the default position that basically you share a room unless there's a really, you know, serious problem. So I would endorse that we, I don't know, encourage strongly sharing, because it really makes a difference to pay for 13 or 14 hotel rooms rather than like 20. I mean, it really adds up in a substantial way. And I think that we kind of owe that to everyone, especially if we're talking about financial exigency. I mean, then we really owe it to everyone. And there is financial stress, although it's improved.
Well, this is Kimmery. This is what I would really suggest for the roommates is that, for me, I was paired with people I didn't know. And I think if you know who your roommate is going to be and you have you know what I'm saying? It's just, and I know what Tracy's saying, too, also. It's just almost like this was three bad experiences for me dealing with males.
Okay.
And that's just why I've been adamant about being able to be at peace without having to. And I'm just going to be real and be blunt about the experiences,
yeah.
Wiping people's urine off the toilet seats. You know, just little things that males do that sometimes you look, even if you have a roommate that's at your house, you'd be like, dude, can't you flush the toilet? Can't you wipe the seat? You know, you shouldn't have to even tell somebody to do things, especially when you don't know them. But those are just some of the bad experiences that I had, you know.
Yeah.
And,
I can respect that, yeah.
So that's
okay.
From a male's point of view, it's just one of those things. I didn't mind sharing the room. It was just that the experience of trying to get to sleep with the snoring, and it just didn't work for me. What it made me do was, instead of staying in my room, I would go out and go to events at night. Okay, so that's why I would be sluggish the next day, because with no need to stay in there, because I wasn't going to stay woke anyway. I mean, I wouldn't get no sleep, you know. So that just was my bad experiences with three roommates, and that's just why I was very adamant with my case.
Okay, thank you.
This is
Leah. I was going to suggest this summer, when you announce this next week, the next week's meeting, to start making travel arrangements, that you could ask people to start thinking about who they want as a roommate. Maybe that would help a little bit. Who else want to talk?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes. So just to reiterate, I think that perhaps it will be good if we're going there. I mean, I think Kimmery said he's just now going to jump into coordinating, helping with the hotel situation. But perhaps Kimmery and Marcel, we can copy them, or all three directors. But I think it's important to copy. Arlene, do you recommend Christine, since she's usually the one that lets us know?
Please do copy Christine on that kind of stuff. It really makes it easier here.
Yeah. So maybe we can just copy all four, I guess, Christine and the three directors. Does that make sense? That's a question, just so we can bring this home. Because the other discussion, it's already been settled by a motion, unless someone wants to utter that. But any objection to that?
Comments, anyone?
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes, I recommended that we copy the three DC directors, and very importantly, first, I would say Liz Christine, because she's the staff person that helps us with all these things and the coordination.
Copy them about what?
Our room preference.
Okay.
So they know how many rooms to book, which is the discussion we've been having. Whether we will have a roommate or we want a room by ourselves.
Okay. And who they want to share with if they know, I guess. Right.
Exactly. All of the rooming preferences.
Okay.
So So I'm suggesting we notify the three directors who are collectively working on this, plus Christine, because she's the staff person that can coordinate as well.
Okay, I can do that as chair of the coordinating committee. I can just send an email to everybody and ask them to do that now.
This is Nia Bill. This is Nia Bill.
Yeah,
and just to add one more item to the housekeeping thing, if we could, not that, well, so far it sounds like everything has been straightened out, but if for any reason a director, let's say, books or asks or makes a request for at least, let's be respectful of the director making the request to say, look, this can't be done because of A, B, C, D, E, rather than, for example, in my case, where I had to hear that somebody just said, no, you can't book it, and it seemed as if I was doing something wrong. So I'm just saying that just to let everybody know, be transparent about it and be respectful about it, that if we say, you know, whatever it is, and it can't be done, just to let the person who's making the request know.
Okay. So you're saying we should tell who, everybody about that, or the person, our travel agent?
I think you need to be transparent, but at least tell the person that's making the request, but you shouldn't have to hear it third and fourth hand like I was trying to do something that I shouldn't be doing.
Okay. So if we're telling our travel agent something, we should be telling all the PNB also, in other words.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, anything else we need to talk about the D.C. meeting?
Can I do the notice thing now and combine my comment on with regard to room sharing?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Afia.
I just want, with regard to room sharing, to affirm the positions that have been articulated with regard to urging folk to share rooms, especially in light of the fact that the argument of legal cover for financial expediency justifies bylaws violations. Suggests that has more credence when folks share rooms. That's number one. Number two, as I understood it with regard to notice, the sense was to encourage reservations at the next meeting. And my question is whether or not there's any reason why an email can't be sent out that people can begin making reservations before the next meeting.
I think the reason was just that just in case something happens in the next meeting, that it's better to wait and that it still would be at least 2 months before the meeting. So you shouldn't be able to, I guess the assumption is we wouldn't be able to get any cheaper fares now than we would next week.
Okay.
Okay, and you wanted to talk about notice?
That was the notice question that I wanted to talk about.
Okay. All right. I thought you were talking about the notice of the meetings like we talked about earlier. Okay. All right. Is there any other new business that I don't know about or forgot about?
Oh, I would like to make an announcement.
Okay. Teresa?
I would just like to say that the KPFT local station board passed our budget. And I hope that all of you pass your budgets ASAP.
Okay. That would certainly help the National Finance Committee and everything, too, and the PNB.
I will second that.
Okay.
Has anybody else passed their budget?
Business?
Not really. KPFA's LSB passed a budget, but it is unbalanced, so not really. Although I think Washington and New York are getting close-ish.
Good. Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for the coordinating committee, new business-wise? Okay. Action items. Next meeting date, Tuesday, August 16th, 8:30 Eastern. That's still okay with everybody? That was sort of the date we decided the third Tuesday a few months ago.
Write this down. So no objections.
And Teresa said that third Tuesdays are bad for her. Did I hear Teresa
correctly?
Third Tuesdays are not convenient for me. I totally missed my other meeting, but if this is convenient for everybody else, I will concede.
Okay. Starting later help any? Of course, we'd finish later then.
I'm sorry. Just move on.
Okay. All right, let's review some action items. Let's see. Look at my notes. I hope anybody else was taking minutes or notes about this, too. Let's see. We have some work groups that need to meet. Hope everybody knows who those are. I'm trying to find them all here in my notes. And I guess we need to think about, we decided to postpone consideration of the recording the executive session. So if you need to look anything up or get some other legal opinions or whatever, we should try to get that research done before the next meeting. Let's see. Summer, Lydia, and I need to meet to talk about the bylaws amendments.
And
who was that? Teresa?
Teresa.
Oh, okay, I'll start. Let me put that down here, too.
And Lydia, Nia, and I need to meet. Teresa, Lydia, and Nia need to meet this weekend regarding
executive session meeting minutes.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I was trying to find where we had. Okay. There's something here just a few minutes ago. Oh, just Summer needs to announce the next meeting about making reservations and be thinking of roommates. Or I can go ahead and I can go ahead and send an email out to everybody now. And Summer can remind everyone too. And we also want to copy the three DC directors and Christine about room preference and send that information as soon as possible. So I can do that too. Any other action items I missed? I guess not. And also, if you know, I didn't put it on the agenda, but if you want to look at that information about the Ring 2 conferencing that I forwarded to you just before the meeting or about the time the meeting started that I got from LaVarne, I think that's what answered some of the previous questions people had about what the telephone meetings cost. So, were we done?
I move that we adjourn. This is Teresa.
Okay.
10:34 Eastern.
Sounds good. Any objections?
I'm sorry, this is LaVarne. I was trying to add on to what Bill had said. I sent out the a little sheet, and Arlene followed up with the cost for the Ring 2. So each one of you should have received that.
Oh, right. Thank you. Right.
You're welcome.
That was during the meeting.
This is Teresa. Did you send out the flash drives with the budgets on them?
I'm sorry, Teresa. I have been, out of the office. I have been ill. But I do have the results for the third quarter, so we're going out now. I'm in now. I'm in office.
Okay.
I have been ill. The long story said I had this auto accident. It caused my immune system to be weakened, so I've been out, in and out.
If you need help, LaVarne, copying and mailing, please let me know. Okay.
No, it's just putting the stuff on the drive. I have all the drives here. If you want to fly out here and help me, I welcome it.
Please,
come on.
LaVarne, would you please give my flash drive back to the archives so they can mail it to me?
But your archives will not, how can I give it back to them?
I can't tell what you're saying.
I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean give it back to them?
At the last PNB meeting, face-to-face, the archives had an MP3 flash drive for all of the PNB members, and they had given it to you, and you said, I'm going to put the budget on it and send it to you. I want the flash drive that the archives promised me.
Now, the archives did that upon my request. So the archives information is from the national office, from Brian and finance. It was not a gift from the archives. The archives, I needed a flash drive. KPFK had flash drives. So Brian said, why don't I make this interesting for people who are not enamored with finance? We would give them archive information. So that was the origin of the archives. So Brian was generous enough to put that on there to gin up, to make the finance information more interesting and give you a gift from all of us. It wasn't just a gift from the archives. It was to make the finance information more exciting.
I see. Okay.
Okay. I think we're done then, I guess. And I hear a motion to adjourn. Any objections?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
No, thanks.
Congratulations
we'll see
on your budget.
PNB meeting next week, remember? Next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, we're adjourned. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.